Amen. Ain't time to lay down. Ain't time to quit. Come on, you gotta fight. You gotta fight. You gotta fight. You gotta fight. You take back what the devil stole. Whatever he took, you say, I want it back. God, I want it back. Give it back. God will command him. God will tell the devil. Give it back. Give it back. It don't belong to the devil. When you gave your life to God, you didn't give it to the devil. He is out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You gave it to God. You was planted in a watery grave. You didn't stay in that grave. You died out to sin. But you rose one day. You rose. You were filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil, he didn't give you nothing. God came that he might give you life and that you might have it more abundantly. He's the one, God is the one you need to praise. You need to thank God today. Today is a day of praise. Today is a day of worship for the Almighty God. The devil deserves nothing but a swift kick. Don't give him an inch. But you give everything to God. You determine, I give it all to God. You learn to grow with God. And just as the pastor was saying, the view, how you look at it. I don't care how the devil looks at it. I don't care what his view says. I don't care what he says. He might say that you're never going to make it. He might say, you have no hope. I don't care. Who cares what a liar says? Who cares what a liar says? The devil might say, you made a mistake. There's no hope. Jesus said that I came. Hey, you want hope? You want hope? You look up to Jesus, the author, the finisher of your faith. The author, he wrote it. He wrote it. He started it out. The finisher, he ends it. The devil don't end it. The devil has no say-so in the matter. The author and the finisher. Tony, God started, and God will finish it. He's a liar. But God is truth. He said, thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. God's word is truth. It is the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. He said that I beheld Satan. But he said, I saw him leaving. He wasn't hanging around. Yeah, I saw him. I've been reading about Job. And, you know, the Satan, he came to him. He said, Job, man, if you let me, he will just give up. He will curse you. Oh, Job, he won't make it. He said, you go ahead. Job had no say-so in it. You understand what I'm saying? Job had no say-so in it. Job didn't know what was coming his way. Job didn't know what was on the horizon. But God said, I've got some confidence in a man named Job. You do whatever you want to do. Oh, because greater is he that is within me than he that is in this world. You go on to those young people in Landmark and you do whatever you want to try to do. Because I got some confidence in some young people. He said, you look at the view. How you look at yourself ain't the way God looks at you. You look at the view. The perspective. How does God view me? That's what matters. The devil views you as a loser, as somebody that's struggling, as somebody that can't make it. The devil views you as a young person that has no hope. But God views you as you're going to make it. God sees you at an altar. God sees you at a baptismal. God sees you with the man of God praying for you. God sees you with some hope. God sees you with your mom and dad praying for you. God sees you with Sister Johnson praying for you. Job had no way to say, I don't want it, God. He couldn't say, don't bring that on me. I was talking to the wife. I said, when those came to him, there was all, when something happened to him, when his sons and his daughters, they were killed, there was one person that was left. There was always one person. Came to him and said, Job, I got something to tell you. And it ain't good. Your sons and your daughters, all this happened to them. They ain't none of them alive. The only one that's alive was me. And I came to tell you. Then it says the next time there was something else came to Job, and there was one that was left, that he said that there's always one left that'll come and tell you how bad you are. That'll come and tell you how wrong you've been. But he came and he told him, he said, this hasn't happened, Job. Only I was left to come and tell you. You know, you always see that person. You know when that person comes to see me. My view of that person sometimes is accurate, though. Sometimes. There's some people that just bring, like that devil, he just calls them confusion. But when you see Jesus come walking down the aisle, when you see him, and he says, hey, there ain't one that was left. And Jesus says, that was me. I was hanging on a tree. Oh, they thought they killed me. But I'm here to tell you that you can live. That I arose and you can come with me. Can I tell you, it's all in the view. You can see yourself as grasshoppers. You can see yourself as ants. You can see yourself as not a soul winner. But it is until you go up there and you start knocking. The devil says they ain't coming. But until you go and knock on that door, they ain't never coming. It's until you, how you view yourself. Can you talk to somebody? How does God view you as a soul winner? Yes! Does God view you as an overcomer? Yes! Yes! God is yes! He is yes! God says yes! Can you be saved? Did everybody say that? 1, 2, 3, can you be saved? With a made up mind, you can be saved. With a made up mind, view yourself as a winner. View yourself as I can do it. He said, I can do all things. Not by myself. Not by myself, but he said, through God, I can do all things. I can do all things. It is the view. I'm just continuing the view. What does the pastor, how does he view you? How does he view you, William? How does the pastor view you? Brother Loki, how does the pastor view you? Sisters, how does he view you? Same way God views you. if he's the man of God. God is allowing his eyes to get a glimpse of how heaven views you. I believe that. He lets his sister view you, sisters, as God would view you through his sister's eyes. God is all things to all people. He can look through her eyes and allow her to see you with love through the Word of God. How does she view you? How does he view you? The same way. I remember reading back that when the Israelites, when they were going across the Red Sea, and it said that the army of the Egyptians was behind them. But I remember reading that it said that God, you know, the night, you know, the fire and all, but it said that God came out for the morning watch. Sometimes we think, ain't nobody looking. Ain't nobody cares where I'm out. But I remember reading in that, and it said that God came out for the morning watch. He wanted to see how they were doing. Because he cares. He said he careth for you. He cares for you, William. He puts you in touch with this man of God because he loves you. Because he believes in you, William, that you can be saved. And that you will lead others to God. That you'll be a soul winner. You mark it down. And it ain't just for William. The man can speak different languages. I can speak too. Hillbilly. And sometimes English. The man can speak. Sent me a text one night in Hebrew. I was texting about Jesus, and I see that first letter, and I'm like, what is that? Is that a seven? No, that's not a seven. And I sent him a message back, what is that? And he said it in Hebrew. I had no idea. But the man, I call it gifted. How does God view William? There's souls out there that need that man to talk in those other languages. And if you can do it. But God also needs some people that can speak English. So how does God view you? If you can speak Haitian, Creole, you look for those people. The view. You look for those people that you can come in contact with. Ain't no need for me to go up to understand what I'm saying? A Mexican that does not know English. There's no need for me to go up and try to tell him. This is what you got to do to be saved. But I was telling William, I said, if me and you are out and we meet a Mexican, you can talk to him. But if we meet somebody I'm familiar with, I can talk to him. Whatever other language he speaks, the Italian, whatever, Hebrew, Arabic, he can meet these people. He can be used. It's not to say you can't. Please understand me. But there is potential. How God views you. How God views you. Agree with the pastor. It's how we view ourselves. And it's how others view us. Praise the Lord, Pastor.